Sasol is donating 7.5 million rand to support emergency relief efforts in KwaZulu-Natal following the floods that have resulted in significant loss of life and damage to both property and infrastructure. Sasol's Vice President and Head of Corporate and Community Affairs for ROAS, Mining and Secunda, Mashudu Ndo, is on the line to tell us more. Welcome, Mashudu, to Rise FM.
Thank you very much, and good evening to the listeners, to the nation. And I think for me it's important just to convey the condolences to the KZN province, and also to obviously to the community of KwaZulu-Natal.
Now, Mashudu, we've seen devastating floods actually coming through in KZN, and obviously Sasol has a few stations in that particular area as well. Have you guys suffered any damages as a result of these floods?
Our operation sites in the region have not really experienced material impacts. I must say we are actually still assessing. Regrettably, several of Sasol of our employees in KwaZulu-Natal have suffered bereavement and damage to property, which is sad. And I must say that as a company, to support them, we're ensuring that we do have different special care, which will assist them, obviously, in ensuring that they can be able to get the support relief during this difficult times.
And Sasol has obviously then partnered with Charities Aid Foundation of Southern Africa to coordinate the distribution of funds to the various relief agencies in the province. How will these agencies be chosen or vetted to be able to carry out Sasol's mandate?
I think firstly it's very important to actually mention that CASA is a credible agency with immense experience in this line of work. Furthermore to that, the agency has an extensive database of other credible non-profit organizations active in South Africa, and they've been supporting us with vetting all these NGOs and NPOs, with some of them we are going to utilize during this time. In selecting which organization to work with, it is a process, the vigorous process which we use, which we follow, just to ensure that we can obviously include the determining the NPO credentials and experience in providing, specifically for cases like this where we are responding. And I think you have noticed we actually have rapidly responded to this kind of disaster.
Yeah.
This is not the first time for us to utilize or to use CASA. The agency supported us to work with different NGOs last year. You remember that last year we were providing the support during the civil unrest in July. And we actually supported KZN and housing during that time, and we utilized CAPSA and different NGOs to ensure that, again, we can actually to support or to give the response or to respond rapidly to our communities.
It is Taking Care of Business on Rise FM with Sasol Secunda's Mashudu Ndo on the petrochemical giant's 7.5 million rand donation towards flood relief efforts in KZN.
Now, Mashudu, I mean, as Sasol, you've committed some of the funds, especially to the rebuilding of key infrastructure, such as, you know, your schools, your clinics. Will this be done alongside government, or would you guys partner then with more of like an accredited NHBRC entity?
I must say, and I think even in the previous interviews, you have heard me so many times talking about our partnership with government, working with government, and even this time we are going to work with government to identify the infrastructure needs in rebuilding urgently and look on how best we can support these efforts. Depending on the type of assistance needed, we will work through the CASA, which I've already mentioned, to identify a credible service provider to assist us in lending support to government. I must say and emphasize that as per all the programs, as all the relief support we have given, all the response, we have actually partnered socially with government and responding in terms of execution with different partners and NGOs.
Yeah. Now, I mean, could you possibly, Mashudu, just give us an idea of the percentage of the donation that will be utilized, especially for infrastructure refurbishment purposes?
I think you have heard and you have seen that as a company we have donated 7.5 million rand, and that is towards flood relief in the KZN province or KwaZulu-Natal province. The 5 million have been so far earmarked for infrastructure rebuilding, and the 2.5, it was for the immediate relief. I must say our immediate relief actually started from last week. We have already started actually supporting the communities with immediate support, but then for the 5 million rand, we are actually earmarking it for obvious infrastructure, which it will look in different support which will be required, like your schools, your access to primary health, and so on.
Mm. We're still taking care of business on Rise FM with Sasol Secunda's Mashudu Ndoh on the petrochemical giant's 7.5 million rand donation towards flood relief efforts in KwaZulu-Natal. Mashudu, Sasol is known to prioritize small to medium enterprises. And in this endeavor, the petrochemical company will be liaising with government, obviously, then to rehabilitate some of the infrastructure, as you've mentioned. Will you be maybe pushing a little for the use of SMMEs to be involved in this process?
Definitely, definitely. It is the intent to make use of our local SMME within the KZN province. Where practically possible, I must say, but this can only be determined once the projects have been identified. So we still actually have a very important part which we need to do. We need to first identify what are the things which need to be done, what infrastructure need to be rebuilt, need to be upgraded. Then we can be able to say these are the kind of SMMEs which we are going to utilize to ensure that we can upgrade or we can be able to rebuild the infrastructure in the KZN province.
Now, you know, Mashudu, I mean, earlier on, you obviously mentioned that some of the Sasol team members would have been negatively affected by these floods. I mean, as Sasol, I mean, how will you be assisting those particular employees?
We are supporting our employees, I must say, very quickly, rapidly. We came up with the what we call special care packages, which include the special leave suspension, look at salary advancement, which we have never done it before, but in looking at the crisis which we found ourselves in, we thought it's very important that for us to do that. We are having something which we call it leave encashment, where you can be able to sell your leave or to cash in your leave. We are going to utilize that also to be able to support our employees. But most importantly, I think I also need to mention that not only the employees, but also the family members of our employees can also access our 24/7 counseling services through the Sasol Employees Assistance Program. This is to try to ensure that we can be able to support through the support, the counseling, and so on. That will be done actually for free.
Yeah, I think quite interesting, and I think very, very devastating in terms of what we've experienced as a country, and I think coming in the backdrop as well, Mashudu, you'd agree, of those July unrests and what we've seen, the devastation in KZN as well. But I just wanted to thank you, for your time, in being able to come through to Rise FM and just basically sharing some of your thoughts in as far as your organization is concerned. Please enjoy the rest of your evening, ma'am.
Thank you so much. I must say that what is important again, our social intent and sense, and we really pride ourselves in ensuring that we focus on vulnerable communities. Mm. That's what we are going to do. And our hope is that our contribution really helps to alleviate the plight of those who have been affected by the disaster. And their lives will never be the same, will never return to be the way it was. Yeah. But I think most importantly, it's for a country, for corporate, and I'm putting a challenge to different corporates. Let's come together and see how we can really support those vulnerable communities during this trying time as a country. Thank you.
And that was Sasol Vice President and Head of Corporate Community Affairs for ROAS and Mining in Secunda, Ms. Mashudu Ndoh, especially talking on the petrochemicals giant's 7.5 million donation towards the flood relief in KwaZulu-Natal.